again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 15th of September, 2007. It's the birthday of Agatha Christie, born in Devon, England, 1890, who, in the prime of her career, which lasted a long time, wrote about 2 novels a year. She jotted down ideas for ingenious murder methods all the time on little scraps of paper and napkins. Her murderers were always members of the upper class, people who dressed well and spoke well and had very good manners, but who happened to also be killers. Agatha Christie said, "I specialize in murders of quiet, domestic interest." Her big breakthrough book was The Murder of Roger Ackroyd in 1926, at about the same time that Agatha Christie got enormous publicity in England when she fled her own home after a fight with her husband and was missing for 10 days. She showed up in a hotel, suffering, she said, from amnesia. She was a best-selling author for the rest of her life. It's the birthday of Robert Benchley, born in Worcester, Massachusetts, 1889. Robert Benchley, who said, "I do most of my work sitting down. That's where I shine." He started out as a journalist, but he hated to intrude on people's privacy, and so he wrote humorous essays instead for Vanity Fair and then for The New Yorker. It's the birthday of James Fenimore Cooper, born in Burlington, New Jersey, 1789, best known for his leather stocking tales, including Last of the Mohicans. At a time when most Americans were reading English literature about kings and queens and knights, which they thought was more romantic, and Cooper was the first American author to make the Wild West seem romantic. It's the birthday of Robert McCloskey, born 1914, Hamilton, Ohio, best known for his book Make Way for Ducklings, about a family of ducks who arrive in downtown Boston. It begins, "Mr. and Mrs. Mallard were looking for a place to live, but every time Mr. Mallard saw what looked like a nice place, Mrs. Mallard said it was no good. There were sure to be foxes in the woods or turtles in the water, and she was not going to raise a family where there might be foxes or turtles. So they flew on and on. When they got to Boston, they felt too tired to fly any further." And it's the birthday of François VI, the Duc de la Rochefoucauld, born in Paris, 1613, who published a book in 1665 called Maxims. Among his maxims was, "We all have strength enough to endure the troubles of others, and there are some people who would never have fallen in love if they had not heard that there was such a thing." Here's a poem for today by Billy Collins entitled Sonnet. All we need is 14 lines, well, 13 now, and after this one, just a dozen, to launch a little ship on love's storm-tossed seas. Then only 10 more left, like rows of beans. How easily it goes, unless you get Elizabethan and insist the iambic bongos must be played and rhymes positioned at the ends of lines, one for every station of the cross. But hang on here, while we make the turn into the final 6, where all will be resolved, where longing and heartache will find an end, where Laura will tell Petrarch to put down his pen, take off those crazy medieval tights, blow out the lights, and come at last to bed." Sonnet by Billy Collins from his collection Sailing Alone Around the Room, published by Random House, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, sponsored by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts, in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryoutloud.org for more information. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.